We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is still going on. It's not even over, ladies and gentlemen. Al Jones with us. He's with one of our stations in New York, 1010 Winds. And he is in, I think, North Carolina. Good morning, Al.
Good morning. And you know what? Nothing's changed. It's still raining, and the rivers keep rising.
That's the bad news. When did the wind lay out? Was that Friday? And was that not as bad as was imagined?
Well, yeah, Friday was, I guess, hurricane day, and we were down on the edge of Wilmington, where the winds were upwards of 90 miles an hour downtown.
That's pretty good.
So that was like the peak of the wind, but. I think the governor's made it quite clear all along that this was really never about wind, and it's all about water. And yeah. Now we're getting rivers that are going to crest again. So you have the surge from the sea, and now you have the water coming down. Sometime in the next 3 days, these rivers around here are all cresting, and they're hitting record levels. In fact, yesterday, two of the government rain level gauges that measure how high the rivers go, well, they were flooded out because the water is, well, too high to measure.
Wow. And the numbers I'm getting, and maybe you have different ones because you're there, Al, is that about 40 inches, maybe a little more than that.
Yeah, 40 inches of rain in some spots. And, you know, we've driven back and forth across this area. I've seen a lot of eastern North Carolina over the last week. Yesterday, we went over to New Bern, which was not too bad to get to, only three or four detours. The thing was that we went there, and on the way back, the detours had changed because different roads had flooded. So you're seeing flooding now in different spots, and then also you're seeing reflooding. So people that thought the water was gone and they're starting the cleanup process, here it comes again.
Have people who left and evacuated started to come back, Al?
A lot of the people had wanted to go back. Now, you can't get to Wilmington, so you can't get to that whole corner of the state down there because there are sections of the interstate, mile-long sections, that are completely underwater. In fact, they're talking about using a ship today to bring gasoline, food, and supplies to that area because they're running out. But a lot of people want to get back to the coast, and a lot of that is inaccessible. You just cannot get down there. Now, yesterday on the way to New Bern, we were part of a caravan of maybe 30 utility trucks. So we kind of went through, and the detours were fine. But that's quite a ways from what's happening now. Fayetteville, another town you really can't get to. There's so many roads here. It seems like everywhere you turn, they're blocked. And there's so much flooding going on. So many people driven from their homes and now kind of anxious to get back and see what's left.
Al, one of the things that I read over the weekend that people are concerned about, the governor himself, I believe, is, and that is what might be in the water. In other words, polluted chemicals, things that may have leached into the water or gone into the water. Is that a problem?
Well, we kind of heard the same thing for Harvey in Houston. There's the second biggest industry here on eastern North Carolina after tourism is agriculture. And I can remember hearing this almost from day one from some of the people around here. What they were worried about is they have these huge hog farms.
And
you know, hogs make a mess, right? So you have these huge stock ponds, and they're all flooding over. Now you take that, and you add that to maybe a gas station that floods. You're talking sewer systems that are obviously overtaxed with water.
Sure.
Now you mix it all up, so it leaves something you really don't want to walk through.
What's the total amount of people who are without power down there now?
I think there are still customers. They always say customers.
Right.
Three-quarter of a million between North Carolina and South Carolina. That translates to, about three times that? So we're probably talking 2 million people that still don't have any power. And that's one of the things holding people back from going home is, you know, when I go back to a house that's flooded with no power, they figure they'll just wait it out, wait for this second round of cresting to occur, and then go home. So for some of these people, it's going to be a week and a half, 2 weeks away from home.
Al, I have a question about just where we are now. In other words, tomorrow they're saying that we will feel some of the remnants of Florence. Is it over yet, or is it still coming down?
No, it's still raining. In fact, this morning when I woke up, I didn't wake up to the alarm. I woke up to my phone giving me one of the National Weather Service flood alerts.
Oh,
so that screeching sound, that was really
That's
nice.
Pleasant.
But still getting, torrential downpours. When I came out of the hotel, it was just absolutely pouring. So we're still getting bands. Now, I guess they're coming from the other direction.
Right.
They were coming from the sea. Now the storm is over the mountains. So the rain is still falling here. So places that have 40 inches of rain, they're actually getting more.
Al, thank you for being on.
Hey, what are you doing for food?
Run out yet?
Don't worry, Joe. I got that covered. I'm okay with food. And by the way, the barbecue, fantastic down here.
Yes, we know that.
You go into these hard-hit areas, you know, you're kind of on your own. So it's granola bars and water until you can get out.
Take care of yourself. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
See
you. Bye, Al. Al Jones from 1010 Winds.
Nice thing is, though, if you are doing barbecue, you don't really need electricity. I mean, you can do it. So
yeah, pretty much.
There you go. And it's very tasty, I might add.
Thank you, Al.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.